Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
Jermaine Dupri in studio. What is up, dude?
What's up?
Look at you at 8:13. Have you even gone to sleep yet?
Yeah, I went to sleep.
Yeah?
I went to sleep early so I could get here.
You didn't need to take the Adderall and stay
up? I would have needed to take that.
What is your typical night like? I'm assuming that you are burning the midnight oil most nights.
Oh, yeah. I went to like 4 last night anyway. So
4?
And that's going to bed early?
Yeah, that's early.
All right.
Is that working or is that playing?
That's working.
And what were you working on?
Jagged Edge, I think. Yeah. We're working on a new album.
You got so many lined up. Yeah. You're like, I can't even remember who it is anymore.
Yeah, they wasn't there, so that's why I couldn't remember, but yeah.
Are you a natural night owl? Is that why you're working at night? Or does it just seem quieter? Like the phone's not ringing, the BlackBerry's not going off?
No, I used to be worse. I used to go like 2 days in a row, like all night. It used to be like my thing to go like 2 days in a row.
Just get in a groove. You just don't want to stop.
No, that used to just be my thing. I don't know. Just go. I'm getting a little older, so I can't do it like that.
Now, if 4 is going to bed early, then now what would have been the average time that you go to bed?
When last night, if I wasn't coming here,
right?
Probably like 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Jermaine Dupri on all the hits, Q100 and the Burt Show. How does the whole thing work? Like, if somebody wants to work with Jermaine Dupri, what are the channels you have to go through?
Go to the bank.
That's the first thing.
Nah, I don't. I mean, depends on what type of artist, and if I want to work with you, that's pretty much it. It's not really.
What percentage of artists do you seek out versus who seek you out? Like that you end up working with.
Ooh, it's probably they all find me now at this point. I mean, if it's established artists. Most of the time, I'm just working with all my new artists, though. So, I say my new artists, but my artists, Bow Wow's, the Anthony's, and all the other people that we usually work with.
With the established artists, what do they do? If you have no contact with them beforehand, and they just have this idea that they want to work with Jermaine Dupri, what do? Leave a message for you on your voicemail? And
I mean, they sent a message out to somebody. I don't know. Like, Jessica Simpson sent a message to me about 2 weeks ago that she wanted me to work on her new album.
Now, this is the part that I'm really interested in. When you say she sent a message out, did she make that call herself?
I don't know.
We're
where
doing
it came
through smoke
from.
Signals.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from. Somebody called me and told me that it got to my office some kind of way.
Are you sure that's about work? Because her and Nick Lachey are having all sorts of problems.
She come to my studio. My boys at the studio might attack her since they know that. She might have a little problem over there.
Jermaine Dupri on all his Q100.
I read somewhere that you have pictures of other producers hanging in your studio that motivates you to work. Is that true?
No way.
No?
I got a motivation wall, though.
What's that?
It's women on my wall. It's a lot of women.
You got the most beautiful woman.
Yeah. It's You Make Me Want a Window. A wall. It's called the You Make Me Want a Wall.
Okay.
And it was created like a long time ago, like back when we did the Usher record, You Make Me Wanna.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's what it came from. Like we was looking at the wall saying, she make me wanna, she make me wanna.
All right,
and it's still there.
And it was only 3 or 4 girls at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So then the wall just became like the great You Make Me Wanna wall.
And
now it's like 20 girls on one wall, and then it's like a super exclusive wall on the other side.
Who's on it? We have to know.
The girls that's on the wall, I don't even know their names. It's just like different girls that I see in magazines and different things like that that just really... They pictures look right. Uh-huh. I think in my after I start recording, I'm gonna be like a photographer or something.
Oh, I think it's just getting creepy now. I think it just got creepy, man.
I'm going to be a photographer. I like, you know, I'm taking these good, nice pictures up there.
So what does Janet say when she's there and she's looking at all these other
women?
She's
on the wall.
Yeah?
She's on the wall, yeah. She's on the other wall.
She better be on the wall.
She's on the other wall. It's girls that come to the studio that don't make the wall that's really been pissed off. Well, I ain't on that wall. So, yeah.
Have you ever publicly just, I mean, because everybody sort of knows that you and Janet Jackson are dating.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but have you ever publicly said, yes, we are a couple?
No, I don't think you have to do that. Like, you don't, I mean, I don't know. Some people get off doing that, like that Nick and Jessica thing. I don't think you have to do that because it's like, I mean, at some point, like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like,
everybody cares. Yeah, are you kidding me?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think that's how I think. Like, at some point, like, okay, you seen somebody together, you seen them together. Okay, so what?
Do you think if you never come out and publicly say it like that, because obviously Nick and Jessica come out and they say it,
mm-hmm.
and then they do a TV show together and they put it in everybody's face. So the minute they have an argument, every cover is, you know, like they're breaking up, they're divorced, he's buying another house. But if you just keep it under the radar and you keep it, you know, quiet or whatever, then do you think the tabloids, not necessarily keep it quiet, but they're just like, well, we're going to leave it alone, you know?
No, I think the tabloids, they're going to always try to be in your business no matter what. I mean, that's how the magazine works. Mm-hmm. As far as us paying attention to the magazine, that's why we look at it to see what's going on in people's lives. But I think, I mean, if you're the subject, most of the time, you don't even really pay attention to the fact that you should promote it. Like, I think every time I see somebody on TV with somebody, I think they dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I just assume and keep my, you know, keep it going. Like, if they are, they are. If they not, they not. I don't know. I mean, dating is, it's no different than in the entertainment world than it is with anybody else. If I seen you leave here tonight with somebody, I'm going to think, oh, look at this girl he got with him.
Everybody wants to be up in your business, though, especially because you got two high-profile celebrities dating each other. Everybody's interested in that.
I mean, but I guess it ain't no different, though. I mean, I guess I want to, I mean, you know, I guess if people want to know. But like I said, without saying it, it don't really mean nothing. Like, you know it. If you don't know it now, mm-hmm. you stupid.
You say it's no different than any other relationship. So tell us about the last fight that Janet and you had.
We ain't never had no fight. We like homeboys. We don't do that. If we have a fight, I ain't the type of dude that had no fight with no girl. If I have a fight with my girl or something like that, it's over.
You guys have never had a never yelled at each other.
Nah, it don't go like it can't go like that. Not with me. If it go like that, it's over.
Really? Yeah. First argument, it's over.
Yeah, because I don't have patience for all that. All that arguing and going back and forth, like, that's not, like, that ain't me. Like, if I got to do that, it's over.
Huh. I want to know how you guys met. I want to know how the love sparked in the first place.
Oh, I do too. No. we just was friends. We've been friends for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, a long time. And we just was talking, kicking it,
so
hanging out.
When's the first time you guys met in person?
Oh, long time ago. I can't even remember, but it was a long crisscross days.
Really?
Wow. Really? Okay. We saw your picture in the paper this week at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Jeff was there for that also.
Jeff was there?
Did you go to the
sorta.
Did you go to the Barnstable Brown thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I stood outside of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody would recognize him.
Like, he was outside with Tara Reid, huh?
She couldn't get in? She couldn't get in?
That's what Tyrone say.
She couldn't get in? She had to make
a
call.
She had to make a call.
See, when you show up, they let you in. Tara gets
there. Oh, yeah, that's my girls. They're my girls. I go down there every year.
Yeah, we went up this year, and you know what? We had a chance to buy tickets to that, and I was like, no. Like, who's really going to be there? So
you missed out.
We were having dinner right around the corner, and I said, well, let's just drive up there. So we drive up, and we park, and we walk up. And just as we pull up, we almost get run over by Usher and his caravan of SUVs, and he jumps out. And then it's like Tory Spelling, Michael Jordan. Then I get the paper the next day. There's a picture of you there with Usher, and I'm like,
yeah, me and Usher came together, so he got ran over by us.
you got lost in his 11 security guards.
We didn't have that much security. It was just me and him. We just got it was just me and him. We went up there together.
And so, yes.
I'm just going to call you out. You make it sound like two high school students just looking for the party. I think it's around here somewhere. Driving around.
We went. I mean, like, this was Usher's first time going to Kentucky.
You know what I think I said? Hey, didn't
yeah?
you, Didn't you park your rental Grand Am right behind me down the block?
Grand Am? Never. What does that look like?
Nah. He's got the fear this guy. Yeah. Out of that.
Oh, God. A Grand Am. No. Did you see the trucks in the front yard, though, for real? You was there?
Yeah, the big old pickup truck
things.
Yeah,
we going to get some of them.
Yeah, those are big and flashy.
Yeah, we getting some of those.
I'll get a Grand Am.
What's a Grand Am?
Six cylinders of love.
That's what is a Grand Am?
Bring one up on the internet for
like a Pontiac
it's
Grand
a Pontiac.
Am.
Pontiac Grand Am?
That's like a Trans Am or something like that?
No, not quite. Not as cool, no.
Light. Okay. Trans Am
sounds
light.
Dumb like Jessica Simpson right now.
All the cool rental car agencies have them.
Grand Am.
There you go, right there. Look at that. That's stylish.
A Grand Am is your chicken of the sea. That's true.
Oh, that's a new model, huh?
Yeah, mine was like a, like a 99.
All right.
Sorry, it cost me $50. All right. Weekend.
Tell us about Gotta Get You and tell us about the new projects that you're working on right now.
I know about Midtown Music, that the urban stage this year, Midtown Music is produced by me.
That's pretty impressive right there.
So I'm doing something else, I guess, as a entrepreneur, as just putting together a show.
The whole stage is yours for the days?
Every day.
Damn.
Nice.
Yeah. So I put together the artists, all the groups that's going to be there, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I
can tell you who's going to be there, too. Let me see. Let me find my information.
That Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence. we got Game and Sierra and Bobby Valentino on Friday night.
Nice.
Saturday night, I got the Black Eyed Peas and I'm lost right now. I just know Friday night. I just told you, but sad. I lost it. It was in my page. I had all the information, but it's going to be crazy and it's going to be new. It's going to definitely be energetic every day. You go Friday night, you see Game, Sierra, and Bobby Valentino, you're going to know that you should show up Saturday because it's just going to, it's going to be that many more artists and just great,
Good time.
Yeah.
Cool.
A couple weeks ago, the new Mariah Carey CD came out.
Yeah.
It's first Mariah Carey in however many years, and it's like her big, comeback album after her meltdown and all that stuff that went on years ago. And our program director pulls me in the office and goes, "Dude, you want to hear the greatest thing on the Mariah Carey CD?" And I said, "What's that?" He goes, "Jermaine Dupri singing."
Yeah.
And then, and then he plays Jermaine Dupri singing on the new Mariah Carey.
You were on Good Morning America a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, doing it live.
I want to say shout out to Mariah. She sold a lot of records, and I did all the first songs, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah. She loves us. Mariah loves us. Whenever she's in Atlanta, she comes by and hangs out with us.
She gotta love you. She's on the front cover of Atlanta magazine. Look at
that, man. It's larger than life.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to introduce you anymore, Jermaine, because you can't even just call you like a Uber producer because now you're singing and...
My name is Slash.
Slash?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going with now?
Yeah, that's my name.
Because you got your hands in everything now, too. Yeah. Now you're opening up like a Waffle House or something?
I got a little cafe open. It's called Cafe Dupri. It's 3135 Piedmont Road. Yeah, so it's going to be the spot. It's going to stay open till 22 hours a day, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to be serving?
Dupri hours.
Dupri hours. It's going to be, more of a healthier type of place for people to eat. That people that eat cleaner than what's been going on in Atlanta. Like, you can't, if you, late at night, you want to eat Waffle House, that's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat that unhealthy no more, but it's not really like a real like health food place, but it's just for more people that want to eat cleaner and looking out for watching their health.
See, this goes back to the conversation we have with you all the time, Jen, because Jen is married to a musician in Sister Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
And the old stereotype of musicians is they're eating crap in the middle of the night, they're drinking whiskey. This guy Ryan from Sister Hazel, I'm gonna start putting you in the same category because you're supposed to be up all night and partying and eating what you want and drinking. You're opening health food.
It don't work like that.
If you're a record industry mogul, you should never in your life order anything with extra sprouts.
You know what happens though? If eating bad like that and having to get up and do what you have to do and pay attention and do everything, it just don't work.
Right.
It just crash. It You know, when I stopped this, I started this like 3 years ago. Where I just stopped eating like red meat and drinking sodas all the time and this, that, and the third. And drinking a lot. Like, I used to drink so much that, I mean, you know, I cut back a lot, but not too much. But I cut back a lot. Wait, that'll slow you down. And if you got to wake up in the morning and do meetings and this, that, and the third, you're just so sluggish and you like feel like you back in high school going to sleep in a meeting, and you can't do that.
Was there one morning specifically you said, okay, that's it. No, I have got to change.
Nah, it never was like something that made me do it. I mean, you know, hangovers, though. I hate hangovers. I had a hangover one day, and I just did not know what to do.
Like, you were never in a club and somebody whipped a battery at you and permanently scarred your head?
Oh, no. Nah. What the hell is that?
Yeah, what the hell is that? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just...
What the hell?
What is that?
Do you need some Adderall?
I don't know. I'm saying, because, you know, maybe something like that happened to somebody here in the room.
Right there again.
Yeah.
Jen got all drunk and got herself in a fight at Vision.
She looks like she don't know nothing that's going on right now. She's like, huh? What is he talking
about?
They're
just trying to look cool in front of you. Yeah. But the deal is that Bert went to Vision and picked a fight with somebody much bigger than him and came home with a big old lump on his head and a black eye for the next 2 weeks after that. So they're trying to be cool in front of you.
That's right. Like
Bert.
And blame it on me.
That was my Jermaine Dupri moment where I woke up the next morning. I'm like, you know what? And then I stopped drinking for 60 days.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But you look like you work out. You eating apples and yogurt and all that stuff in here.
For the last 3 months, it's been like that.
Yeah. Why?
I had a picture to take that Jeff went up on the internet.
Yeah, we got him shirtless on our website.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where you need to come to Cafe Dupri and keep it going.
So it's like all lean stuff?
I mean, yeah, it's all, you know, it's just more healthier food. It's all still the same food that everybody eats, but it's just different. You know, it's cooked healthier and it's cleaner.
Good.
It's not a lot of sugar and all that junk that they putting in the other food.
And where on Piedmont is it? Like, give us a landmark that it would be near.
You know, Bones, like right across the street from Bones, the old Slosky's Deli.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Very cool.
Jermaine Dupri on all the hits, Q100.
And I wanted to say thank you for the Welcome to Atlanta theme song.
Thank you.
Any more Southern anthems on the way?
I don't know. I mean, I would hope one day, you know, that I would do another record like that. But I made Welcome to Atlanta. I said this the other day. I made Welcome to Atlanta for everybody in Atlanta. Although I told them my days of what I do, but the overall theme of the record is for the city. Because I feel like Atlanta's too vibrant not to have a theme song. And it kind of, I'm a little pissed off, like, because they don't play my record at every venue when it's something that's got, like, Braves games, Hawks, Thrashers, everywhere. They should play that hook at everything that's going on in the city. Because it's not about me. It's saying Welcome to Atlanta. It's like, you know, bringing people into our town.
Have you ever called any venues and said, hey, how come you're not playing it?
Nah, because I'm just really still, like, trying to wait and see if it's going to catch, if it's going to hit them. You know, like, when you go to a Yankees game, you hit everything New York.
Right.
New York and stuff.
It don't matter what it is. They going to play everything that got something to do with New York. You're going to hear it. If the Yankees start beating you, you getting ready to get New York to death.
Right.
You know, it's just... I would have thought that everybody would pay attention to that, but that some of those things that's the city is still kind of slow on.
They're looking for, I just read it in the paper, I'm looking for the article, but they're looking for a slogan for Atlanta. Like Philadelphia is a city of brotherly love, and you know, like, they're looking for something more updated, like a whole brand. So what about Where the Players Play?
Yeah, there you go. Go
just
give
make
it
that
to them.
The whole theme, the whole city.
Nah, it should be the new Motown or something. Like, you know, Atlanta is popping.
And going on that, I see a lot of hip-hop stars, a lot more hip-hop stars in videos wearing a lot more Atlanta athletic gear. And I'm curious, I mean, you know, people who live in Atlanta know how great Atlanta is, but do you think Atlanta gets the respect it deserves in the music industry?
Of course. I mean, we kind of like, we got the music business on lock on every side. That's why I'm saying it should be really titled the new Motown, because that's what it is. Everybody here is successful, from Sierra to Outkast to me to, I mean, it's a long list of artists that's out here that's, you know, it ain't been like this in a long time, just for one city to have numerous artists, numerous hits, and they don't stop, you know? It's just like here, all the hits.
Right.
Don't stop. Just don't stop.
Yeah.
Jermaine, thanks for coming in today, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
You know, you're always welcome in here whenever you want to hang out, man. Come on in, all right?
Whenever you want to get up again at 5 in the morning after going to bed at 4.
Well, you know,
Yeah, it's kind of easy.
Yeah. You seem all right now.
Yeah, I'm up. I'm about to go to Starbucks. I'm good.
All right.
Go home, until, get some breakfast. And
until about 8 o'clock tonight when everybody else is just getting to the studio and Jermaine's dozing off. And
right.
Like, yeah, I'm the Bird Show.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little tired, but I want to thank you for letting me come up here.
Absolutely, man.
Make sure everybody come out to my restaurant, Cafe Dupree, 3135 Piedmont. Make sure you do that. And come to Midtown Music. Support the, you know, support Midtown Music. And go buy my album July 19th.
Support this man. He's barely eating, people.
And if you work at a venue in Atlanta, play Welcome to Atlanta.
Exactly.
That's right. That's what we learned today.
Yeah.
All right, Jermaine. All right. Thanks, man.
You're on The Burt Show. At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.